الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في الكلام المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس لله حاجة أن يدع طعامه وشرابه أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم علماء کرام, respected friends, brothers and elders, the ayat of the Quran Kareem that I recited, perhaps every person sitting here might be knowing it by heart by now. We have heard it so often in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, and even before the month of Ramadan we have been hearing this ayat, and we will be discussing the very same things again. These last few moments of Ramadan that we have left with us, if by repeating those things that we have heard and by refreshing those lessons that we have learned, if we gain the full benefit of just these last few moments also, even though much time has been passed without having utilized it correctly, then too we have gained a great thing. So in this ayat of the Quran Kareem, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks of the object of this month of Ramadan. We have heard over and over again the multiplied rewards that we get in this month for the ibadat that we perform. For each nafil act we get rewarded with the reward of a farz. For each fard act, it is multiplied 70 times. We normally say this and we pass through it, but have we understood what it means? That each nafil act is rewarded with the reward of one farz. If a person has performed 50 hajj in his life, the first hajj is naturally the farz hajj. The balance of the 49 hajj are all nafil. But those 49 nafil hajj cannot equal that value and that reward and the significance of that one farz hajj. If a person has performed 80 years of tahajjud, 80 years of his life, he hasn't missed one tahajjud, which is a great thing, let alone that whole tahajjud, that one subhanallah that he says in that tahajjud is worth more than this world and what it contains. And 80 years he hasn't missed one tahajjud. But that 80 years of tahajjud cannot equal the value of one farz of fajr. And in this month of Ramadan, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is granting us for each nafil act the reward of one farz. Have we realized and understood what we are being given? And each farz is multiplied 70 times. How great Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's bounties are upon us in this Mubarak month. One example which my Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib Daud Barakatum has given, a beautiful example for us to understand how we should focus ourselves and apply ourselves in this month of Ramadan. And though we have just a few moments left, but if this example spurs us on, then this too will be inshallah greatly, it will be a great thing that we have achieved. He says, supposing if it is announced from the side of the government that as soon as the moon of Ramadan will be sighted, each person will be given a little machine, absolutely above board, legal, and the machine what it does is it prints 200 rand notes, not counterfeit or anything, totally above board. And if you add a little touch to it, that it works manually, you have to turn the handle all the time. And it will be given as soon as the moon of Ramadan is sighted and taken away as soon as the moon of Eid is sighted. bus, we got it just for this time. And in our case now, let's think that we had the machine all along and we didn't know what its value is. We didn't know it prints 200 rand notes. Now we have just this 2 days left, or 3 days left. What will we do? That I got just 3 days left, and all these days I didn't even know it prints 200 rand notes. Now every moment we want to spin that handle around. Perhaps on the dastarkhan also one hand will be making iftar and the other hand will be spinning the handle. Because we have understood the value of that 200 rand note, whereas sometimes in this very world also it's of no benefit to a person. Sometimes such an illness comes upon a person. The doctor says to him, you can't eat this, you can't eat that, you can't eat that, he can't eat anything. He has all the wealth in the world, but that wealth can't even allow him to eat what he wants to eat. And that poor person out there is enjoying himself, whatever he wants to eat. Sometimes in this very world that wealth is of no benefit to him. And in the akhirat, unless he has spent that wealth correctly and passed it ahead, then it will benefit him in the akhirat. Otherwise, he's not going to take half a cent with him in the qabr. But for that benefit of that 200 rand note, we'll spend sleepless nights, we'll sacrifice our food, we'll sacrifice our rest, we'll sacrifice our meeting with people. I'm busy now, I can't see you now, I'm very busy. When a person sometimes, it's December month, which has passed, and if he's in the midst of all the busy period, and the customers are filled in the shop, and a very close friend also comes, say, I'll meet you at a certain time. Now I am very busy. Because he knows what he's getting as far as material benefits is concerned. So we will sacrifice our meeting with people. We will sacrifice various other things. Because we know what we are getting. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is granting us that which we have just understood. For each nafil, the reward of one farz. For each farz, the reward of 70 farais. And for the fasting itself, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَأَنَا أُجْزَى بِهِ, that this is such a great ibadat, that I won't even let my angels give the reward, I myself will give the reward of it. And according to one interpretation, I myself am the reward of it. So in this month, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted us all this, and we have the last few moments of this month left. But at the same time, we have to understand that all this that we are getting, the multiplied rewards, the barakat that we see in this month, all this is not the object of this month. It is the bonus of this month. It is not the object of this month. If we have gained tremendously of all this, extremely good, but we have to understand what the object of this month is. And that is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala explains to us in this ayat of the Quran Kareem, which we have heard repeatedly. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum as-siyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum, la'allakum tattaqoon. That this fasting has been prescribed upon us, la'allakum tattaqoon, so that you attain taqwa and piety in your lives. If a person wants to bring light into the room, there isn't sufficient light, so he decides to build a window. And the purpose and object of that window is he wants light to come in that room. But when he will build the window, the fresh air will come on its own. That wasn't the object and purpose, but that will come on its own. Like that, this month of Ramadan has been given to us to open the window and bring the light of taqwa into our hearts. The fresh air in the form of all the multiplied rewards, all the extra sawab that we will get, that is the bonus of this month. If the person built the window in such a way that the light is still not coming in such an angle he put it, that it's still just as dark inside, then he's going to say that the purpose of this window hasn't been fulfilled. It has to be replaced, it has to be readjusted, built again in some other spot, because the object has been defeated. If this month of Ramadan has come and gone, and if we have achieved a lot as far as thawab and reward is concerned, very good. But if the day after Ramadan has gone, suddenly the salah has gone as if Ramadan was never there. Suddenly we are indulging in all those sins which we gave up for the whole month. Suddenly again the shaitan box is on and we are indulging in zina of the eyes. We are indulging in zina of the ears. Again, we are involving ourselves in ghibat. Then we have not understood the object of Ramadan and we have not achieved it. We have built the window, we got some fresh air, but no light came. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, the object of this month is la'allakum tattaqoon, so that we get taqwa and piety in our lives. And very, very briefly, there are so many things behind this which we have heard, inshallah, all these things we will hear also. But this taqwa is not restricted to, for example, only performing our salah on time. That is an extremely important obligation and duty. It is not only restricted to keeping the fast in the month of Ramadan, but every facet of our life, there must be taqwa in it. Taqwa must be in the intention of a person. If he is waking up at night and performing tahajjud, why? Is it to show somebody or is it to please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? If he is donating 10,000 rands towards some charitable cause, why? Taqwa of the heart means that must be done with sincerity. His obligations as far as ibadat is concerned, taqwa will demand that fajr he is there, that zuhr he is there, asr, maghrib, isha, 5 times he is on time performing his salah. If his zakat is due upon him, taqwa will demand that he discharges it happily. If hajj is compulsory upon him, taqwa will demand he does not delay it. Like that, taqwa will demand purifying the heart of all the evils of the heart. There must be no jealousy in the heart. There must be no pride in the heart. There must be no evils that are associated with the heart. All this must be cleaned out. That is the dictates of taqwa. If a person wants to serve deen, then taqwa demands he does that according to the Quran and Sunnah. A person wants to do something good for deen, but at the same time he's got music playing. At the same time he's got intermingling of the sexes taking place. He's got various other transgression of the Sharia taking place. Then that is not serving deen, that is serving one's own passions and desires. There's a very frightening ayat of the Quran Kareem. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Kahf that there will be some people, أَلَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. That there will be some people on the day of Qiyamah who their worldly efforts will have gone in vain, whereas they thought they were doing something in the world. Outwardly, apparently, a lot was being done, but due to lack of sincerity in the intention, due to lack of it following the commands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it might even be the effort for the sake of deen. But that too, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, أَلَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. That those people whose efforts in the world will have gone to vain, وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. Whereas they thought they were doing great things. Taqwa in that field will demand also that everything is done according to the commands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Taqwa in our personal lives, taqwa in our businesses, taqwa in our social life, in every facet of our life, taqwa must be the guiding factor. Then these are all the positive aspects. The negative side of it, that a person refrains from every sin. From every minor and major sin a person refrains, then he has attained taqwa. And one of the basic things of taqwa is to bring in taqwa in our lives. Is tawbah. We find in the month of Ramadan and at other times also, people make a lot of istighfar, which is a great thing. We have been commanded to make istighfar, but very few people get the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. A person will go for Hajj and Umrah also. He will make tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. He will stand at Multazam. He will stand at Hajr Aswad. He will stand at Mina and Muzdalifah and at Arafat, and he will make a lot of istighfar. Few people get the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. Whereas these are two distinct things. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the Quran Kareem says, وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. Seek, repent, seek forgiveness from your Rabb. ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. Then repent to Him as well.
What is the difference between istighfar and tawbah? Istighfar is a person asks Allah Ta'ala to forgive that sin that he has committed. That is basically the istighfar. And this, alhamdulillah, people do, and you should constantly do. The tawbah has certain conditions and requirements. For it to be a tawbatan nasuha, what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala demands in the Quran al-Kareem. Tawbu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. To repent to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a sincere repentance, it has certain conditions attached to it. And if those conditions are not fulfilled, the tawbah is not fulfilled. The first condition of the tawbah is ayyaqla'a anil ma'asiyah. That a person now refrains from committing that sin. Like one quote says, that a person jam bar kaf tawbah bar lab. That in his hand he has the glass of wine. And on his tongue is tawbah, tawbah. So he's saying tawbah, tawbah, but he's still got the glass of wine in his hand. So this is a mockery of tawbah. You can pay attention, inshallah. It's been done wrong, carry on. Let us pay attention. So that glass is in his hand, and he's saying tawbah, tawbah. That is a mockery of tawbah. He must first throw the glass away. And now he says tawbah, now he is genuine about his tawbah. The first thing and first condition of tawbah is ayyaqla'a anil ma'asiyah. That he must give up that sin, stop committing that sin. The second thing is ayyandama ala fi'liha. He must firmly regret having committed that sin. A person has a huge business empire or whatever, and he makes some decision as a result of which everything goes haywire. The whole empire collapses. All because of one wrong decision. Now every time that comes to his mind also, what a burning regret comes to his heart. Why did I make that decision? Why did I do that? That it caused the entire empire to collapse. Forget that whole empire collapsing. If a person loses 10 rand also, he feels a regret in his heart. And forget that 10 rands, one glass breaks in the house also, he feels a regret in his heart. Major sins we have committed, have we regretted it? One salah a person misses. The Islam says, مَنْ فَاتَتْهُ صَلَاةٌ فَكَأَنَّمَا وُطِرَ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ. A person misses one salah, it is as if he has lost all his wealth and all his family. His wife, his parents, his children, his relatives, and all his wealth, all at one go. Can we imagine? And have we regretted the salah we missed? مَنْ فَاتَتْهُ صَلَاةٌ فَكَأَنَّمَا وُطِرَ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ. One salah a person misses, as if everything is gone in one blow. Have we regretted the salah we missed? Have we made tawbah from that? أَيَّنْدَمَ عَلَىٰ فِعْلِهَا. The kind of regret we have for losing some worldly material thing, much greater regret we should have of having transgressed the laws of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That is the fundamental condition of tawbah. And the third basic condition of tawbah is that أَيَّعْزِمَ أَلَّا يَعُودَ إِلَيْهَا أَبَدًا. That a person firmly resolves not to return to that sin. He's making tawbah and he knows that I'm still going to go and commit that. He has the intention in his heart. That is not tawbah. Now you and I know in our lives what transgressions we have. I know what's in my life, all of us know what is in our lives. The month of Ramadan is already almost gone. Have we made tawbah from those things that we are committing? Have we still got the glass in our hand and are we saying tawbah? We are still involving ourselves in interest and saying tawbah. We are still involving ourselves in various other kinds of haram activities. We still have the shaitan box in our house and we are saying tawbah. And we still got the glass in our hands and we are saying tawbah. These two things can't go hand in hand. A person has the glass in his hand and he's saying tawbah. He will have to throw the glass away. He will have to stop taking that interest, stop giving that interest. He will have to stop lying. He will have to stop backbiting. He will have to stop committing all those transgressions. He will have to cleanse his home of all those agents of shaitan. Then he is sincere about his tawbah. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's command has been fulfilled, tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. Otherwise it is just lip service. It is just to make ourselves happy that I made tawbah. So if we are genuine about attaining taqwa, the first step of taqwa is tawbah. If we want the object of this month of Ramadan, and we want to attain what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants to give us, then the first step is Tawbah. And if this month of Ramadan passes and we haven't even made sincere Tawbah, fulfilling the conditions of Tawbah, and if that sin pertains to the rights of men, rights of human beings, then that has to be fulfilled also. If the conditions of Tawbah haven't been fulfilled, then Alhamdulillah we gained a lot of sawab, but we have lost the object of the month of Ramadan. So we find that this month has been given to us to cleanse ourselves spiritually. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave us an opportunity. It must not happen that as soon as this month passes, we once again bring back all that filth that we have cleansed ourselves of. Like that beautiful example which you might have heard, that a person, his car is totally rusty, totally dented all over the place, the windows are broken, and he sends it to have it fixed up. And after 1 month it comes back from the workshop, totally spanking new. And now as soon as he receives it, in absolutely mint condition it is, and the first thing he does is he takes a nice rusty nail and starts cracking all over the place. Then he takes a brick and throws it onto the windscreen and smashes it. Then he breaks the lights. What will we call such a person? Here the month of Ramadan came, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave us that opportunity to cleanse ourselves spiritually, to remove that rust and dents that we have brought onto our hearts. And here the month of Ramadan hardly goes, and firstly the Zuhur Salah of Eid day is gone, we have smashed the windscreen. Then we are indulging in various celebrations of Eid, which are totally against the Shariat, totally against the commands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and we are scratching the towel over the face with the dusty nail. And then the next day comes after Eid, and it seems that Ramadan was a very far away time. The masjid cries out that where are all those people that were here? So if that is the condition, that after the month of Ramadan is gone, our fajr is gone, again that box is on, again all the sins that come back, then we have to do some deep soul searching. That what did we achieve? What did we gain? That Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala pleased with the way that we have conducted ourselves in Ramadan. But it is still not too late. We still have this few moments at hand. If the time was passed without having achieved this yet, we still have this opportunity. It's not too late. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's doors of mercy are open forever. It is for us to turn to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the topic of using this last few moments of Ramadan correctly, of making sincere tawbah to Him, and of adorning ourselves with taqwa. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.